emotional damage.
Welcome to the Edge Up Podcast with your hosts Reed and Glenn from Hawaii Trading Academy.
Man, it's good to be on this podcast, bro. But I have a question for you, man. How did you, Glenn, become aware that you needed to change? How do you become aware, for one, and how do you become ready to even change? How do you know?
For sure.
Just a how. How that's behind deep, the change.
That's a deep one, man. So when it comes, like, just to reel it back, right? Everything, we wake up, everything changes in our lives. But, you know, we got to change our clothes, change lanes in traffic, change our order for lunch. Market's changing. Time is changing. But what stays the same? A lot of our routine, our thoughts could be normal or routine. But ultimately, from what we've been reading and studying and seeing with other traders, there's two parts to change, right? And I'm going through Trading Psychology 2.0 by Brett Steenbarger. He describes two phases where, one, you want to change, but you're not committed to changing, doing the action. Or two, you're at the point of, dude, I need to change. You're at the point of ultimatum change.
Like we lose the house if you don't change type of thing. Or I walk away from you if you don't change. That type of ultimatum, right, in our lives. Yeah.
Right.
That's heavy, bro. That would cause me to change, that's for sure. Right?
Right. And so, like, Reed, how to, for someone to get to that point, because change is like an action, right?
Yeah.
Like, do you need to be, what kind of thoughts do you need to have before that you recognize you need to change?
That's even hard, because I think it needs to come with pain. I think pain is the best teacher. But pain does something else that's even more important, and that is awareness. And I think awareness is something that needs, it can be changed, it can be amplified, but it's awareness that gets you from result A to a newer, better, improved result B. And that's through pain, unfortunately, aka trading losses, right? that's what I believe, man.
Yeah, I think it just comes in phases, you know, and like, in order for change to happen, we have been seeing that we need like two things: willingness to change and the readiness to change. And so, you know, how willing and committed are you for you to create change in your life? That's one question you should ask yourself. You're going through this. You're like going through a trading slump. Like, I've asked myself all the time, right? I'm in a drawdown. Dude, I should change my system. So-and-so is killing it on social media. I should be. Let me go follow them. What are they doing? But
yeah, what if you're too open-minded? Like, what if you're too willing to change all the time, everything, you know? Like, I feel like you need to have some stern ground up to a degree, right?
Yeah, you do. You do. I mean, it goes back to trading your personality, trading your style. If so-and-so could be winning, it's just that because, you know, the system that you have isn't optimal at the time. The environment change, right?
Yeah,
and be like, you know, I get those moments where like, yo, I'm ready to change, man. Reed, I got this. Like, I'm gonna stop the moving my stop losses. I'm gonna stop just jumping into the market any time without a valid reason. But you can tell by looking at me and my actions, and you could see, like, am I ready to change?
yeah, it made me think right now is that, like, really only I have a quick rant to tell you, but stop loss, you triggered me, man. For the first 3 years of my trading career, I always moved my stop loss. Likewise, in the same breath, I would also put stop moving your stop loss. Like, don't move stop loss in my notes, in bold, in asterisk, and everything. Like, okay, stop doing this. But I was constantly doing it. So that's a great example of I was willing to change. Like, hey,
right.
Hey, yeah, I need to stop doing this stop loss thing, right, and moving it, versus me being ready to change. And I wasn't ready for that change until 3 years later. I look at my notes across 3 consecutive years saying the exact same bolded line that said, don't move stop loss, right? And so it took that self-realization to realize, like, oh, shoot, I've been saying something and I've been wanting to change, been willing to change, but I'm actually not doing any actions. I'm doing the complete opposite. So I wasn't ready to change. And I think it comes back to, like, ask that question and then answer is, like, how do you know when you're ready, or who's going to tell you? It's like, really only you know when you're ready, right? And then, like, I could talk to you and you could talk to me and we could be like, yeah, I think you're ready, man. I think you're ready in this sense. There's different actions that we will take when we're ready. And I think that
I'm just thinking about, like, Karate Kid, man. First one, when he met Mr. Miyagi, right? He was a bad student. Mr. Miyagi was like, you know what? You're going to paint this fence. You're going to learn how to wax on, wax off. Because he saw that the kid wasn't ready to become a dedicated student.
Yeah.
Just to bring it, like, yeah, that just came out of mind. But
no, that's a great theme, bro.
Ultimately, going back to what you're saying, asking the right questions, seeing if you're ready to create new habits to overcome your bad habits. You know,
yeah, that got me thinking, like, instead of taking away, we want to add. I think that's like in anything in life, the more abundance, right, is better. Not to dip into materialistic stuff and the worldly things, but in the sense that when we when it comes to something superficial or artificial, a shallow kind of thing, it's or more like I'm thinking of habits, basically, like actions. Smoking, bad habits, right? Or alcoholics, drinking, and you can't control it. Instead of taking it away, because it's going to be a rough and horrible time to do that, you need to intervene it with something healthy. And I think that goes the same for trading. You could be addicted to trading. And I think having healthy habits on par with your trading is definitely something that's required to be ready to change, you know?
Yeah. I mean,
creating something new. Yeah.
Creating a new mindset with that. For example, like, just going off of, like, alcoholics, right? Like, all when they think of that word, they go to the meetings and whatnot. A lot of the mindset behind it is just, like, trauma, abuse, negativity, right? And so it's hard to cultivate. Say you're a trader and you're like, dude, I can't lose any more money, or I don't want to take this trade. It's not my perfect setup. I'm too scared. I don't want to feel like that anymore. So it's just a matter of shifting your mindset to bring in a different perspective, you know? If, like, for me, finding that how learning, reading about how guys, how pros get out of drawdown, how they deal with it. That was like, dude, if this guy could do it, I think I could do it, you know? So it just takes out my own personal experience and be like, look, someone has dealt with the same issues, you know. Maybe, of course, maybe they're dealing with bigger funds than I am, but it's the same roller coaster. of emotions. So if they are able to deal with it this way, then I can try to replicate. Going back to that, like whether it be the journaling, whether it be through other people's experience, you want to find repeatable actions, winning actions. And that's the thing that's going to help you overcome or start getting in the right direction of where you want to be.
And I think the way to actually have repeatable winning actions, man, is you always have to be prepared for it. You always have to be prepared and open-minded to be learning new things in regards to trading. And I'm talking like, you ever have those moments where, since trading is our passion, right? I'm sure there's times where you're doing something completely unrelated to trading, and then you're like, oh wait, I have an idea.
Right.
And I think that's the mindset, that curiosity, that creative process that all humans have, no matter what niche or industry you're in. If it's a passion for you, you're going to be thinking about it when you're playing sports or something. You're like, oh wait, I have this idea. Or there's going to be an aha moment. You know, I think we talk about, or we've heard about, aha moments, and there is no one singular aha moment. Instead, I think it's multiple aha moments in a trader's career that creates success. And I think that, you know, an aha moment for me was realizing my stop losses. I'm not paying attention to what I'm writing down. I need to take action. So like, even like an aha moment, it could come from pain, dude. It doesn't always have to come from a happy place. You know, I think that's what a lot of people may have the misconception of, but like, pain, really, we talked about it in the beginning of the podcast, but it truly is it's a special teacher in a sense. If you know what you're looking for, if you're willing to accept it as a teacher.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just it's a feeling that nobody wants, you know, but I think that's part of it. If, for example, if you're a type to have your life in a box and not have any conflict or any worry or any stress, you're just comfortable, you're cruising along, well, ultimately, like, what will you learn or gain from that, you know? So for trading, we're like, I'm gonna only risk 0.01 capital because I'm comfortable, and you could lose 20 times in a row and it won't even bother you, you know? But at the same time, it's like, are you really, what are you doing? Are you moving the ball here, or are you just trying to stay in your comfort zone? So yeah, and avoid pain.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. I was thinking, like, you have to make it where, like, it counts. Your decisions matter. Not like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna make tiny. I think you gotta start somewhere, that's for sure. Start somewhere if you haven't started. If you're just starting off, I should say. But I think you constantly have to be proactive. You constantly got to keep, I don't think refining is the right word to use right now, but proactive in the sense of, like, you're always taking small actionable steps. You're always taking steps towards the bigger goal. I think that's the way to be proactive in that sense.
Yeah, yeah. Be proactive. Always be learning. Have an open mind, you know? That's those are little key little things that a lot of people look over. They're just like, yo, I just gotta find the right strategy and I'll be printing money.
What about like the times when you're like, you're almost due? Like, I've gotten so close, me personally, to funding, right? Like big accounts, and then I fluff. So what does that say? Like, in the sense that, like, I'm almost there, I'm almost there, I'm almost there. Ah, I'm almost there. Like, you constantly get to a certain level and then you fail the account. Like, what is a good advice for that?
You know, you're trying to hit a new level. And one thing to figure out, because sometimes we could get so laser focused on that, right? And yeah, I get it. Like, sometimes you got to persevere. You just got to keep pushing. But at the same time, sometimes it's a good time to step back, reset, get clear, and then try maybe to improve or another way. Get clear on your why, get clear on your core motivation, what's your main driver for you trading? Why, what's the main driver for you to get this funded account? And then that'll start framing things in your mind, hopefully a little bit different, but it's going to be at a point where you're having that self-talk in the mirror and be like, okay, look, this time, this last few times I made the mistake of over trading or over leveraging these positions. Maybe I, if I do le two, three trades less of that, I'd be good. So it's just going back, finding those little details that you can change. Doesn't have to be even be drastic since you're there. It's like the building block, right? You're at step nine. You just got to get to step 10. Dude, you made it all to those nine steps. So what is that little thing that you can tweak?
I like that you went back to look at your why, because that is such a generic answer. I don't mean to upset, but I mean it in this sense, is that it sounds generic, but it has so much power and meaning behind it. Because when you say go back to your why, that immediately goes, we're talking about change and emotion. Like, when are we willing and ready to change? Well, I'm getting chicken skin now, because you have to go
Oh.
back to your why. You have to go back to the why. Change comes with, like, there is a reason. What is your reason for change? Why does this hurt so much? Why does that pain make you feel a certain way? And it's because, okay, my why is so important to me that I need to make this happen. And in order to make that happen, you have to humble yourself and you have to come with open minds, open hands, and start asking questions and just being. I really like what you said, man. Like, look at your why and then find the little details that you can change. You're not making it complicated. You're not
You're
making
not.
it like this massive mountain that we can't climb. You're just like, all right, one step in front of the other. What can I change in this very moment?
So, like, I watch Formula One, the racing. And so what these guys do, these guys are battling with hundreds, thousands of a second within each other. So when they do, when it's qualifying, they do a lap. They put one on the board. They go back in the garage, and the clock is ticking because they're given only 15 minutes to do our qualifying or make a lap, right? Their fastest lap. So
Okay.
after they make a lap, they go back in the garage. A TV comes down while they're in the car, just sits on top of the car. But what that is data. It's replaying their lap. Oh, I messed up on turn six. Let me give it a little more gas or something. Why? Because all they're doing is chasing two hundredths of a second. They're not going back to like, oh, how do I race? What's the proper way to brake?
Oh,
You know what I mean?
bro, you hit it. I think that's it. And I mean, and I didn't know that about Formula One. So thank you for educating me and the audience. But it goes to any sports. What is, like, LeBron James and these basketball players? What are they doing on the sidelines, man? What was Tom Brady doing on the sidelines? Looking at their previous play and then looking at the setup of the defense, or like the play. Whatever happened, but they're, oh my gosh, they're looking at data, dude. And
Data.
I think we've talked about this before. We are mental athletes. We are athletes. I mean, we are dealing with hedge funds, the top 1% financiers in the world, bro. And like, we have to go against them. You bet that we have to be a certain mental fitness, I would say, for it. You know what I mean? To be able to handle that. And I think, yeah, that's a beautiful story. Like, just change the small details. You're not like, what, hundreds of a tenths of a second, you're saying?
Yeah. And what that does, right? It keeps you in the zone where you're still able to perform. And but at the same time, you're like, it's finding you're still able to operate in the zone, but at the same time, make that small tweak. That's freaking high performance right there, you know? And so we're this whole podcast is talk about change, dude. You know, some people we start off with big change, ultimatum change. But when you're, you know, that great question you brought up, dude, I'm almost there. I'm almost there. Now we're gonna get the microscope, look at the finer details.
No, I like, I mean, that's reasonable. That's yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still like tripping over that Formula One. Just the one, like hundredths of a second. You're right, dude. Like
No, I mean it's
that
crazy.
changes.
It does. It does.
That changes things over the course of an entire season too. You know what I
Oh
mean?
yeah, it does for sure. Just that one little slip up or whatever. Yeah, I mean trading, you know, thankfully it's not that tight. I mean it can be if you're trading
Yeah,
huge
like 1 minute,
or
30 seconds. I
high
feel like you gotta be on.
frequency,
Yeah.
right?
I think there is some physical stimulants like caffeine that you actually need, like neurotic. Is it neural stimulants that you need
Stimulants.
to like to be able to function. But man, I forgot who was. It might have been Lance Bredstein, who, because he was a scalper, right? One of the most famous scalpers in the American market. And he talks about like you can't sustain that same level day in and day
Oh,
out.
yeah.
Like even at his level, he knew and understood that. Trader is
Yeah.
probably like on a high, right?
Oh,
Like
yeah.
I just made this m much. I broke new records and you're gonna bar me from trading? That doesn't sound right. But the more you're in it, you get you're gonna find out, like, yeah, those breaks are needed. Yeah.
I think for like I there was, you know, I wouldn't have understood that whole concept or idea until you actually deal with it. Now, I mean, I didn't make $1 million on a day, but you know, I'll hit personal new highs. But what I've learned that opened up the door for me to get a personal lower lows.
A person,
Because
sorry,
so
repeat
like
your more lower lows.
right. So the to hit so like you know I'm on the mountain, I'm cloud nine, I just closed my best trade. But what comes immediately after for me was the biggest loss, you know.
Oh,
So
that's what you mean. Yeah, yeah,
right.
yeah.
Right, because my mindset isn't there and I'm thinking I'm invincible. And you know, like I got this, I got the hot hands, bro.
Yeah.
Right. So it just opens up the door for me to slip up and just, you know, give back that profit and then more, you know.
Well, I think one thing to like just round this topic out, bro, is like, well, let's reflect on us. I think when I was willing to change and expand my openness to different strategies, different traders. Especially in Hawaii, you know, we met through social media, online. I think the first thing I did was I wanted to find a community that could relate to me. I wanted a
Yeah.
fellow trader just to listen to me and share the same ups and downs. Because when I'm telling my wife, oh shoot, lost 1%, lost this,
Ah.
she'll immediately ask, how much is that? Like, how much dollars is that? I'm
Right.
like, don't worry about it. Well, they want to know the dollar sign. So you tell them dollar sign. You're like, what? Like, that's a lot. No, don't worry. It's just 1%. It's nothing. They're like, what does that even mean? Right. And like, but you know, only a fellow trader will understand. You know, a fellow trader will understand. So I think once a person is there, start talking to other traders because guarantee they've gone down the same path or are going down the same path as you, same
Yeah.
feeling, same emotions.
Yeah. I mean, also, you know, not like we're still at the end of the day, we're still human, we're still you know, people. But let's not forget about all the other aspects in our life, right? Our physical, our mental,
Oh,
our
yeah.
spiritual. And maybe, you know, it's not even trading related. Maybe it's my physical. Like I can't sleep good. I'm eating junk, right? I rely on caffeine too much. So of course that's going to hinder your trading decisions. So you know, just to round it out, we're looking at, you know, change, but also change as like a in a whole, in a holistic way, you know, your entire
Yeah.
life in a way. But don't get too, you know, quick to be like, yeah, I'm changing everything. Right? Everything in my life. But no, like you just gotta take it at your pace, take it, you know, as you see fit, but always aim to change for the better.
Sorry, you just got me thinking.
There
I
you
went all out when it came to trading. I sold
go.
all my entertainment. I sold my Xbox, my PS5. Like, I had coworkers ask me if I'm suicidal just because, like, you
Oh
know,
shit.
that's, I guess, yeah. And so it's just,
Not suicidal, I'm a trader.
I'm just dedicated.
I'm committed,
But,
bro.
like, yeah, man, I think it's one thing to be ready to, I think I was willing to change, but I wasn't ready to change
Oh.
mentally, you know? But
Wow.
yeah, I think last thing I want to say is, just having a holistic approach to change in general is good because it echoes throughout, like you mentioned, bro. It echoes in through all parts of our lifestyle. Like our health has to go well, our diet has to go well, our actions have to go well, and then that will reflect positively on our trading. And got a self plug here, man, is that that's why we do Trade 60, bro. Trade 60 is a 60-day challenge where we post one chart or we review one chart or just share a chart with information on it. And we share that in our private Discord there. Links will be below. Second thing you have to do is you have to hydrate, and it's only 64 ounces. It's half a gallon. The next thing we do is a 45-minute workout, and that's it. A walk is 45 minutes of getting outdoors and getting your heart rate up. And then last but not least, read. We read for 5 pages of any, really, it's we've been loose with it, but it's a trading related book. So, like, even if it's like Relentless by Tim Grover, that's a really great book that's not trading, but it is
Self-improvement.
psychologically re yes, it's psychological. Not a thriller, psychological book that'll help you with your trading. So, yeah, if you're curious more to know anything more about Trade 60, Glenn and I, we're day 25 now. We have
Let's
members in it
go.
participating as well, and we're gonna keep going. We got this. So, if you guys want more charts, more data, more information that we talk about, feel free to visit at least that Trade 60 channel again. The link's below. With that being said, bro, you wanna lead us out?
And, you know, hope you guys found this episode valuable. If you know somebody that would benefit from it, please share, repost. But yeah, thanks for listening to Edge of Podcasts.
Whether you're looking to improve your trading mindset and growth, we'll provide you with the tools, tips, and inspiration you need to make your next breakthrough. So tune in and let's edge up together.